Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is The Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS, 1-888-FARMERS, to switch. And you should do it because you could save big money. You could save an average of $470 on your car insurance. That's the average nationwide annual savings from survey data from July to December 2020. It's a lot of money for a quick phone call, don't you think?
We are farmers. Bum, ba-dum, bum, 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 bum.
All right, you can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FS1 on both Twitter and Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter, Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. We got our friend Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Race and Sportsbook Director, coming up at the bottom of the hour as we do every Friday. And then, of course, we will do our pigskin pick-off. Rob and I will give you our picks for the weekend, although you could probably figure him out. Certainly
so?
The NFC. But
is that a Houston Rockets jacket on you got? Hoodie? What is that you're wearing?
No, it's just a red hoodie that says I'm different.
You are different.
You would probably agree with that.
No, I do. I'm glad you're wearing that today because you are different.
You could wear it too.
I could. It would be I'm different on the front and on the back. You see my hair now? Look at the waves. Now I took my stocking cap off. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm looking at it. Looks good. You get it cut?
Yeah, I got a cut today.
Yeah. It looks good.
Yeah, so if I cut it, it's still the grays coming in. Look. But it's still there.
You're going to start
dying. Holding on to it.
You're going to start dying your hair like Rob G?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with a little hair dye.
Hey, Chris, whatever makes you comfortable. What would you look like without the dye? That's what I want to see. You'd be like red with gray?
You know what I would look like if I didn't dye my hair?
What? Chris admitted it
the air. He just dyed. The James Bond guy.
Sean Connery?
Yes, Sean Connery. That's what I would look like.
Yeah, right. I wish you would look like Sean Connery.
Well, he had the gray. So, that's what I mean.
Yeah. I wouldn't have that much gray. You would look like the mad guy, the cartoon, the redhead kid, old. That's what you would look like.
Stop it.
Wow.
Look at Chris, Rob, don't get mad just because you dye your hair at such a young age.
I don't dye my hair. I'm proud of my grays. I can't wait to get old.
That's right. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Rob G.
What is this?
This is for you, Chris.
I don't know. I'm a young man compared to my co-host.
All I'm saying is when I get old, I hope that Rob's still alive because me and him are getting those $2.99 breakfast all day.
You already know it, Rob G.
And Chris is going to drive by in his caravan of vehicles, trying to shame us for getting a good deal.
We're trying to get a good deal, the early bird special, Rob G.
Rob G going to have ranch dressing in his purse. Like Beyonce got the hot sauce.
And some sodium-free bacon and a Chestex ray.
Notice he didn't fight carrying a purse.
There's nothing wrong with that, Chris.
Yeah,
this is the 21st century.
Nowadays. Well, everything in the 21st century ain't right. Yeah, I said it. All right? Meat and potatoes. Well, I mean, I'm the type of cat that takes out kneecaps when I get knocked down.
All right. Do you bite them? Do you bite the kneecaps?
I bite them. And if you knock me down again, I'm biting the other one. And I'm smiling at you. That's right. I think Detroit is hyped, Rob Parker.
You know what? The funny thing is, there have been columns.
You probably talked to people out there.
Yeah, there are columns out of Detroit pushing back. They're like, all of a sudden, they're protecting Dent. Yeah, that the national media is going overboard, taking them out of context, protecting their new coach. I'm shocked from the columns that I read that they're buying into.
Why is that?
I have no idea.
Let me ask you this. Do you think the Lions may have reached out and be like, hey, look, he's getting killed. He just starting a job. You know what I mean? Like, can you?
You know what
do
I think it is? To
something?
Be honest, Chris, I think guys there want to feel like they came to the rescue of the home team. You know, like you get points from Lions fans because no matter what, how you feel about him, he's going to be there for the next few years. So it's kind of like it ain't like they're going to fire him because he had the press conference.
He's going to get at least 2 full years and probably 3. You know what I'm saying? Like,
so
if they're atrocious for 2 years, then maybe during the third year or something, he might
get fire him.
Yeah, but he's going to get at least 2, and like you said, probably at least 3. But, Rob, let me say this last thing about the Dan Campbell thing. He can be who he is. You know, that's the type of guy he is, apparently. It just came off kind of creepy.
And you know
but,
what?
You
not
know,
just
to
us.
That's the type of guy he is. That's
but
all
the players. We heard we had Greg Jennings on.
Right.
This is an NFL player who played at a high level who thought it was comical, Chris.
Right.
It wasn't just sports talking heads on television.
Right, right, right. All right, Rob, let's get to we're sticking with football, of course. For the win, which you know is a part of USA Today, they, you know, all these guys are doing their staff questionnaires, I guess. And they asked, you know, of the 4 possibilities for the Super Bowl matchup, which one would be the sexiest? Which one is the most desirable? And they found, Rob, that it was the Chiefs versus the Packers. That's right. Kansas City with Pat Mahomes versus Green Bay with Aaron Rodgers. They say that's the most desirable Super Bowl matchup. You want my opinion or you want to go first?
No, you can go because I agree with the survey.
I disagree. Look, obviously that would be a great matchup. I'm going to say this too, honestly, Rob. There are degrees, you know, there are levels. But one thing, any matchup this year is going to be exciting. Wouldn't you agree
Except
with that?
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see
Buffalo, Tampa Bay.
I think
Bay
Buffalo's interesting because of what they've been able to do. They got a young quarterback. Diggs is there. You know, like
right,
their defense
right.
is pretty good. Like they're not – I know most people in NFL America – aren't on Buffalo and would probably be bummed
out.
They're
the team right. people least want to see in the Super Bowl.
Because it would be the Chiefs getting knocked out, so they can't repeat. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it would be a downer, like, oh, I can't believe the Chiefs
didn't win. But it still would be,
win.
There still are storylines there. They've never won a Super Bowl, even though they've been, you know, what, 4
They went
times.
To 4 straight, right.
Right, right. So I think any way it comes out is going to be a good, fun Super Bowl. But, Rob, to me, and I think I am not just giving my opinion for Chris Broussard. I think for America that the most desirable Super Bowl would slightly, because, Aaron Rodgers, Pat Mahomes is great. That would be a lot of fun. But I think it's Brady Mahomes. I really do. I think it's Tampa Bay, Kansas City, and I'm going to give you why. One, the storylines write themselves. Storylines galore. A 43-year-old legend leaves New England, goes to a 7-9 team, and not only leads them to the playoffs for the first time in 12 years, but he leads them to the Super Bowl. I mean, that would be huge. Obviously, on the other side, you got all the storylines with Mahomes. Winning 2 in a row, all of that stuff. But here's the other thing, Rob. This could serve as a passing of the torch. And we know Tom Brady's no longer the best quarterback in the NFL. But figuratively, I mean, he's the GOAT in most people's estimation. And if he's not the GOAT, he's certainly ahead of Rodgers in everybody's estimation. And so Mahomes against Brady, I've said it, but many others have too. One day that Pat Mahomes could be the GOAT. And so this would serve as a symbolic passing of the torch if they met and if Mahomes was to beat him. And if Brady somehow is to win, I mean, my goodness, the old head. Pats the youngster on the top of the head and says, wait your turn, son. I'm not done. I just think, and I'm not going to deny that Rodgers Mahomes wouldn't be fantastic. But I really think the more compelling game would be Tampa Bay, Kansas City, because of all the storylines. And the last thing, when you're trying to take the torch, you got to get it. You got to take it from the greatest. Aaron Rodgers is not the greatest. He might be, in some people's estimation, the greatest to throw the football, but he's not the GOAT. And so to really take the torch, you got to take it from the GOAT. I would rather see Brooklyn take it from LeBron James and the Lakers than from Kawhi Leonard and the Clippers. Take it from the GOAT. Take it from the guy that's the best player, you know, playing, still playing, that's got the highest legend, the highest, you know, overall rank historically. That's I think that'd be a better game.
I could not disagree more. I think people are tired of the Brady act. I think there are a lot of people who just don't want to see Tom Brady anymore. I think Aaron Rodgers, because of what happened this year, they draft his replacement. They don't get him any help. Like the storyline, they finally got a defense to go with this guy. If he were to knock off Tom Brady and then to knock off Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, it would be bigger. It would enhance like all the talk about him, and then you would look and go, who knows? You know, he didn't play his first 3 years. We know he's 37. He might have a chance in the NFC to run off two or three before he retires. It opens up a whole nother storyline, and then people will remember, oh, yeah, he beat Tom Brady. Then he was the MVP that year. Then he beat Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, and then the Packers won two more. Aaron Rodgers finished his career 4-0 with all these passing records.
Look,
in the league.
You already got him with Super Bowls.
No, I'm just giving you, like, what it could be, and that's why this is a story, because it's the ultimate redemption story for Aaron Rodgers from the standpoint that people wrote him off. Chris, maybe you didn't. Other people wrote him off. Bucky Brooks.
Who other than Bucky Brooks?
Well, other people just thought. I mean, I've seen other, but Bucky Brooks did it. He's overrated. He should finish his career in Chicago. All this other stuff. It's just a matter of time before they're ready to move on to Jordan Love and all this stuff. And when they drafted Jordan Love, people were like, oh, well, it's just a matter of time. Aaron Rodgers will be out of there. And instead, he's playing his best football. I think people want to see Aaron Rodgers playing his best football and what's the possibility with a good defense. I think this is the best team he's ever had with all the pieces parts. And if he were able to pull this off, it would finally be what, Chris, you've always talked about. They never gave him a defense. They never did this. They never did that. He finally had all those things, and he was able to put it together, win a Super Bowl, and then you would look and go, well, Tom Brady played till he's 43. Aaron Rodgers is 37. Why can't he have three or four more good years? He didn't even have to go to Tom Brady's 43 and could have three or four more good years. So that's why I think it would be – and then it would be, if he beat Patrick Mahomes, who you say is Jordan, I think that would say something. Well, Jordan,
yeah,
I think
Jordan, right.
I think it would say something like to Aaron Rodgers, here's the young gun who everybody was going crazy about, saying he's the next, you know, coming of the greatest quarterback ever, and he got knocked out by Aaron Rodgers at 37 years old. And Aaron Rodgers won the MVP and the Super Bowl. I just think that story is a great one. And of all four quarterbacks, Tom Brady's the worst of the four. And I don't look at it. When I look at the Bucs and what they've done to get there, I don't look at Tom Brady and go, oh, my God, it's unbelievable what Tom Brady did in the last game against the Saints. That's not what I look at. I look at how the defense played.
Man.
And Tom Brady, of course, took advantage of the situations.
You're going to belittle Tom Brady.
I'm just talking about his numbers weren't great, but I would
love
to see
what he's brought
the AFC
team,
best
Rob,
team and the NFC best team.
Well, we're going to get that for sure. So it's going to be a good one. All right, your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What is the most desirable matchup in the Super Bowl? I've got Buccaneers, Chiefs. Rob's got Packers, Chiefs. What say you?
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call Farmers today for a quote. Also, we roll with Lowe's. Lowe's, you know, the pros sign up to become a Lowe's Pro loyalty member by January 25th, and you can get up to $100 off federal tax preparation when you file through TurboTax. That's right. That's a mouthful, but it's a mouthful that could save you a century mark. Enroll today and get your savings at lowesforpros.com/pro loyalty. More terms apply. U.S. only. All right, let's get to it. 877-99 on Fox. What's the most desirable matchup? Maybe you think it's the Bills against somebody. Let's hear your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Tony in California. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Doing good.
Great, man. How are you?
Good, good. So, in my opinion, I think the Chiefs and Packers are the best Super Bowl, like most viewing, in my personal opinion, because I think just because everyone thinking that Aaron Rodgers is going to win MVP and having him go against, you know, Mr. Wonderboy and Patrick Mahomes, I think is going to be the best duo. Tom Brady, I mean, we've all seen Tom Brady play a lot, and I think his legacy has been made. So I think giving Aaron Rodgers one more chance to see if he can win another Super Bowl is going to be the best viewing, in my opinion, to fans in the league.
That's a good, that's
nice,
a good call.
Nice little take. Nice
yep,
little take.
No doubt yep. about it. Good job, Tony. John in New Zealand, our man down under. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Good
What's
day,
up,
mate.
John?
Good day, mate.
The Odd Couple is large yourself. Down there.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate
yeah.
you.
And you know, Rob, we give you a hard time, but you know we love you. You only pull the pigtails of the ones you love.
Yeah, I guess that's the case. Is that what Chris does every day, 5 days a week?
I just pull his pigtails because I love you.
But Rob, you know, Brady could give birth to a unicorn during the Super Bowl, and you would go, ah, that's what that is. Impressive, the horn was deflated.
Right.
You're right about that.
There is absolutely nothing Tom Brady could do to earn a compliment
nothing.
From Rob.
Yes. You know
nothing.
What it would be? He would have to be batting in the bottom of the ninth at Yankee Stadium and hit a grand slam home run with two outs to win the game. And then I'd say, man, Tom Brady's something else.
you'd be going, did you hear that trash can? There was a trash can. There
oh,
was
yeah, then it would
can.
Be a trap, right? Yeah. I would wind up right. that he was tipped off, right? There you go.
Right. Yeah, that's right.
So what you think, John?
Go. I think the NFL is praying for Brady versus Mahomes. Because, I mean, you could market the heaven out of that. I think that would be the marketer's dream. You know, the new face of the NFL and the most winningest football player of all time. And there's an amazing stat that Brady now is going to, I can't remember, it's his ninth or 17th, I can't remember, championship game. And there are only three franchises. There's only three franchises in the NFL that have been to more championship games than him. So it's a marketer's dream.
No other quarterback's been to more than seven. Unbelievable.
Did we lose him? We lost John. John, thanks. Thanks for your support down there, too. Yes. We appreciate you.
Good call.
Chris in Dayton, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Rob. Hey, Chris. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller. I wish they put you guys on Undisputed, that you guys really have an objectivity over Skip and Shannon. They're
Stop.
My take is, you know, 20 years from now, if Mahomes, you know, keeps on this path, he'll be, you know, arguably the GOAT with Tom Brady and, the, you know, Tampa Bay versus, you know, Kansas City, which I think would be the best matchup. You know, people will look at that 20 years from now and whoever won, you know, they can say that, you know, they're the better player. Now, if Edwards-Helaire or Le'Veon Bell coughs up a couple fumbles or there's a special teams touchdown, you know, that'll be a huge difference in the game. But 20 years from now, nobody's going to really think about that or look at that.
That's a good. All that's right, a good call. I like that.
Yeah, I don't like the matchup, but it's fine. Joseph in Indiana, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Joseph?
Not much. How you guys doing tonight?
We are good, Joseph. How are you, brother?
I'm good. It's just another hard day at work for another work week. But
yeah, I hear you. But TGIF, my man.
Yeah. But I'm gonna have a probably the oddest take out of the whole bunch. Bills versus Packers.
Bills versus
really?
Packers.
You got to explain that one.
I think just because Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers are both gunslingers, you got the future of the gunslingers, and I just think it would be an interesting matchup. Two guys that were never seen as top prospects when they went going to college overall that would be seen as a project being going against each other. If like they had similar paths when they came to the NFL.
Okay.
Well, what I will give you is this. I think that would be a fine matchup. I don't think there's a bad matchup, but I don't think that's the most desirable. That's for sure.
Yeah, that's a desirable for him because it would definitely. We already know if the Chiefs get knocked out, people will be bummed out.
Right.
Because they want to see if he could pull it off again, and if they lose, it would be a downer. Would that change your narrative at all about Mahomes if he lost to Buffalo?
No,
well, I'm just curious.
No, I know you're not. I know you're serious. No, because you know I don't expect. You know this is football, Rob, and it's hard to repeat. And you obviously don't win it every year. Like you've said before, Brady has six and went a whole decade essentially without winning a Super Bowl.
Right, without winning a Super Bowl. That's how hard it is, right.
And Jordan is great. You know, I've called him Jordan-esque. He didn't win it every year. So, all right, we got our man Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Racing Sportsbook Director, coming up to get you ready. I hope you didn't place your bets yet. Wait till after this interview to place your bets. Might win you, as my partner would say, some shekels. But first,
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, it's The Odd Couple coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. Call 1-888-FARMERS to switch, and you can save a bundle on your car insurance. Hit it! I'm going to let it breathe, folks. That's right. You know who's coming up when you hear the funky music. None other than the race and sports book director of the MGM Grand in Las Vegas. That's right. Our man, Lamar Mitchell.
My goodness.
Wow. Thank you.
What's up,
Lamar?
Not too much. How about yourself, guys?
We are great. We're getting ready for a big weekend, man. Going to be a lot of fun. But
man, I almost feel like getting on the plane and heading to Vegas. I'm getting antsy, man.
Sounds like a big fight's coming up, too.
I know.
Yeah. Wow. Is that fight in Vegas?
No, it's not.
That's in Dubai.
I wish it was.
Fight Island. Right.
All right.
Look, before we look ahead to this weekend's game, tell us quickly how you guys at the MGM did in the divisional round. Like, are we going to see a new MGM property going up anytime soon?
Well, you know, we did do rather well, but, you know, we took some lumps during the regular season. So, you know, it always balances out.
Okay. There you go. All right. Let's get into the game. Patrick Mahomes is going to play this Sunday, but it was a little dicey early in the week, and I read somewhere that if Mahomes didn't play, the line would have shifted like 7 points in the opposite direction. Is there any player in football who affects the line more than Patrick Mahomes, say if it was Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady?
Right now, you just mentioned the spot-on characters that would change the line that much. It will be your favorite quarterback, TB12, or
I just threw up in my mouth.
or Aaron Rodgers. Those are the only quarterbacks that would really affect the line that much right now at this time. I mean, those guys are all on a different planet the way they play. So those are the only guys that are in that category right now.
All right, Lamar, the Bills have been the hottest team in the league over the second half of the season. They covered their last 8 regular season games, and then they covered again last week against Baltimore. What kind of action are you seeing on the underdog Bills? They're plus three, but what kind of action are you seeing on them?
Actually, right now, as far as ticket count, it's pretty even on this game here. We did open this at three. It got bet down, so the Sharps took some money on the Bills. But the public right now, it's, like I say, pretty even. And we expect more money to come back on the Chiefs because Mahomes, you know, has it's been announced that he's going to play.
Clear.
So,
right.
But not a lot of, you know, Bills Mafia there. They're still there, but it's pretty balanced out, though.
How about the Chiefs? I mean, they win, but not against the spread. 1-8 against the spread in the last nine. Now, they're 8-1 outright in those games at the same time, so it's hard to say they're struggling. But given that trend, are you seeing many bettors just taking the Chiefs on the money line instead with the points?
Actually, on the money line, it's pretty even as well, too. The Chiefs, you know, we didn't have a lot of action on them early, but with Mahomes, like I said, we expect everybody to come back on Mahomes knowing that he is healthy. And they're the, even though it's the Bills have the bigger following, Kansas City with their following and Mahomes, everybody knows they're the Super Bowl defending champs, and they'll be all over them come Sunday.
All right, Lamar, I'm looking at the board, and the one thing that's standing out to me is the total for the Packers-Bucks. It's set at 52. I know they're playing in the frozen tundra, but it's not like Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady don't have experience playing in cold weather. What kind of action are you seeing on the total?
Believe it or not, it's been pretty steady for us. We expected it to be bet up a little bit more because 51, when we opened it at 51, it got bet up, like you said, to 52. But it's pretty steady on that total. Not a lot of action on the under. Not a lot of action on the over. But, like I say, pretty steady. And you're right. I mean, both these guys have a ton of experience playing in the cold weather. So it will be fun to see if they can go over that total, which – with the points, but it looks like that's the right number.
All right, Lamar, this is the last one from me. Packers opened up 3.5-point favorites. The line really hasn't moved much as far as I can tell. What kind of action are you seeing in this game?
Funny you should ask, because when we open this up, we open this number up here, Packers 4. The Sharps ate that up, gobbled that up. Immediately they gobbled that up. But recently, we've seen about 3-1 ticket count on the Packers because they are the public team, even though it's TB12 and his world. But we just recently, before we got on, we took a huge six-figure bet on the Packers.
Wow. Mm. Who was it, Tom Brady? No, at the window.
Lamar, who do you have in this weekend's games?
Well, I like the Packers to cover, and I like that total go over, and I do like the Chiefs today or on Sunday as well.
Okay. Well, look, I want to close it out with this. Earlier this week, we had a hot seat segment, and one of our update anchors, David Gascon,
don't worry about him.
tried to say the Venetian was the best hotel in Vegas. I had to put him in his place and let him know that the Odd Couple rolls with the MGM Grand. Take a listen. I'll give you two reasons, two words for why the MGM Grand is number one in Vegas. Lamar Mitchell, give me the music, Alex. I mean, he is the man. Yes, the Racing Sportsbook Director. 100 grand, Lamar Mitchell. MGM is the bomb. If you go to Vegas, folks, go to MGM. It's the best hotel on the strip. There it is.
I feel like Buffer's getting me worked up to fight. Thank you very much for the shout out. And yeah, we are the best. And as Rob can attest, come down and see us. We'll take care of you safely. And we got these beautiful skyboxes and incredible staff here.
Oh, no doubt. You know I love it every time I come.
That's our man, Lamar Mitchell. Great stuff as always, brother. Have a good weekend and enjoy the games.
All right, you too, fellas. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Yep. All right, Rob. It's the NFL Pigskin Pickoff coming up next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio, the Odd Couple.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Call 1-888-FARMERS and you could save on your auto insurance. It's better than using your phone to see if your post got any likes again. Call 1-888-FARMERS to get a quote.
We are Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, wrapping up a funky Flashback Friday. We're coming to you live from the Farmers Insurance Fox Sports Radio studios. You can call 1-888-FARMERS, and you can save a whole lot of something, something. That's money on auto insurance. Rob, looks like, I mean, there's 2.5 minutes left, but it looks like the Nets are about to go down for the second straight time to the Cleveland Cavaliers. And right now it's 117-104 Cavs. Now, Kevin Durant didn't play, but Kyrie Irving and James Harden did. Kyrie's got 38 points, 5 assists. James Harden got 19 points, 11 assists. Has only taken 14 shots. Any thoughts? And they're throwing in the white towel because
if Kevin Durant played, I would be alarmed. And they didn't give up 150 points. It's just basketball. And when you don't have all your players, it's hard for me to make a true judgment.
Well, yeah. That's all.
I mean, I'm not making a big deal about it. And the Cavaliers aren't 1-10. You know what
Cavs
I mean? Like, I think they're 500,
decent.
Right?
Well, yeah, they're going to be 8-7 after this if they hold on.
So they're a 500 team, right? I mean, but sure, if you're Brooklyn, you want to win every game, and it would look great if you did. But I just think that's unrealistic. I don't think that they need to, like, feel like they got to win every game or, like, they're making a statement during the regular season. I don't think it's that important.
Well, you and I have seen, and we mentioned it before, big threes come together. Now, look, I've got them to win the East, so I'm not bailing on them. And this, like you said, you don't want to make too much out of one game. But it is, look, you can't just always throw together a bunch of talent. We saw it with Barkley, Olajuwon, and Drexler. And we saw it with Wilt, Jerry West, Elgin Baylor. So they gotta get in sync. They don't have a lot of practice time. That's the thing, Rob. So they're going to have to work through these games and really work on getting in sync, and particularly on the defensive end. So, all right, well, we will get back to the NFL, which, of course, is going to rule this weekend on Sunday. You got the Packers and the Buccaneers at Lambeau in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And you have got the Chiefs and the Bills in Kansas City. What a weekend. All right, it is time for our picks, the NFL Pigskin Pickoff.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is going to make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their Pigskin Pickoff.
Yes, sir. It is the Pigskin Pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread. And before we pick this weekend's games, we got to look back. And let me just say this.
Do we have to?
We do. Lamar Mitchell apparently listens to the show, not just his own segment. And he said, tell Chris and Rob they're more than welcome to lose their money at the MGM Grand anytime.
Yes.
Because he's heard your picks against the spread, and you guys are terrible this season.
They suck.
I mean, you were relatively good, 2-2, both of you, last week, but that's still not a winning week, any way you slice it. So, again, America, fade the Odd Couple.
What were you last week, Rob? G.
I didn't pick games.
You didn't, like, on your own? Like,
no. Chris, you think I got liquid money like the Odd Couple?
No, I
just throwing money down the drain?
Happened. I didn't think you
not
were betting.
Today.
I know your wife would knock you out.
I know.
Betting,
Chris has an extra side account just to play with.
Well, he has money to play with. You know,
Rob's got 28 jobs,
Rob,
so he doesn't even know where his paychecks
Rob
come from
a
anymore.
A pair of $400 sneakers every 2 weeks.
No, not this
Don't
time.
Have money to play with. Wearing Balenciagas.
My niece bought those for me. Thank you, Brandy.
After you brought her a car.
All right, guys. So, again, there's only two games, so we're going to do something fun. We're going to also do the totals in this one just to keep it interesting. But we're going to start here.
Wow.
Bucks,
really?
Packers. Packers, 3.5-point home favorites in Lambeau. Rob Parker, who do you like this one against the spread?
I'm just going to take the Packers. They've just been playing good football. And you know, unless there's four turnovers, I just can't see the Bucks beating them in Green Bay. And Aaron Rodgers has played his best football, I think, in his career. And that says a lot. And if they are a well-balanced attack, it's not just Aaron Rodgers. If they can run the ball at all, it'll open up the passing game.
Y'all know who I got. America knows who I got. They know who I got down in New Zealand. They know who I've got in China. They know who I've got in Africa.
Tom Brady.
They know who
Tom
I've
Brady
got
do that.
In Antarctica. I am going with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Rob, let's tell everybody about our bet, Rob.
They know it already. They've been listening to the show. It's two pair
well,
of Jordans
we might have
to
some
one.
New folks out there. If Green Bay wins, which look, this is gonna be they might. I mean, they're favored for a reason. But if Green Bay wins, I have to buy Rob one pair of Air Jordans, $200 max.
Right.
If Tampa Bay wins, Rob opened up his mouth. And he's going to have to buy me two. That's right. Count them, two pairs of Air Jordans.
One, two.
$400 value. So...
I'm fine. All I'm going to say is I already won one pair from you, so I feel good. And that was even a tougher game to pick the Nationals over the
what
Dodgers.
Was that again? Yeah, that
do
was.
Do you remember that, Rob G?
I do.
Chris serious. Went to Foot Locker and tried on the sneakers.
I do.
That?
I remember that. All right, guys, before we get over to the AFC matchup, Chris, quickly, the total 52, you taking the over or the under on this one?
Oh, man. 52. In that weather? Whew.
This is great radio, Chris.
I know. Come on, anytime, Chris, please.
You caught us off guard.
It was in the notes.
I'm going to go under.
Okay, Rob.
I'm going to go over. I thought the same thing. I went under when they played the Rams, thinking with the number one defense, they wouldn't be able to put up points. They put up 32 points against them. I think they put up at least 35 or 38 against Tampa, and I think Tampa will score 23 points, so I'm taking the over.
Oh, that's a blowout. All right, we keep it moving to AFC Championship game. Josh Allen and the Bills against Pat Mahomes and the Chiefs. Chiefs 3-point home favorites. Chris Broussard, you liking this one?
Man, they know who I got all over America. They know
who I got
down in
New Zealand. Because you're so predictable, and you
Zealand.
Always pick the favorites.
Well, I always pick the winner. I'm 2-0 in Super Bowls. Thank you. Isn't the point to win, or is it just to be entertained? And just make a hot take. They know who I got in China. They know who
okay,
I got in
all
Africa,
right. We just heard
Antarctica.
This. Oh, God.
I got the Chiefs. Y'all know that.
I'm going with the Bills in a humongous upset. This will have everybody reevaluating the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes. Chris will get off his soapbox.
No, I
this
won't.
This will be a monumental win. For the Bills.
All right, Rob, wow. Quickly,
you
over under 54. You taking the over or the under in this one?
I'm going the under. Under 54.
Oh, please. Over.
There
over
it is. The official
mile.
Odd Couple picks. Make sure you fade the heck out of them with your bookie.
Have a good weekend, guys. Thanks, Rob G.
Where are you going? Look at Rob. Rob wants to run and get him some bologna.
No, I got baked
mayonnaise.
Chicken. No, baked chicken. Greens, collard greens, and a salad.
You can eat
and,
that?
And diet iced tea.
You can eat all that?
Yeah, that's all good.
What kind of diet? I mean, my goodness.
Low carb.
Atkins? Is this the
low
Atkins?
Low carbs. Yeah.
It's the Atkins. All right. All right. I
know
iTunes,
Alex threw
SoundCloud,
up in his mouth.
Apple Podcast. Download, 5 stars, subscribe, and a nice comment. Peace!